Ken Reveal. He's out of Arcola, Illinois, and he joins us now. Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being on the air with me this morning. I do appreciate this. I find this very interesting. You spent time on looking into Donald Trump's family history, and in a roundabout way, you found out, you claim that he is related to every president we've had here in the United States.
That's correct. Actually, all the presidents of the United States at this point in time are related to each other.
They're all related to each other. Am I related to all of them? Are you related to all of them?
Actually, I am. I would have to be able to do research to know what your status is, but myself and my wife are related to all the presidents. It may be a very remote relationship, but other times it's like a straight cousin relationship.
All right, let me ask you this, Ken, not to get personal, but are you outside of marriage, other than marriage, related to your wife?
I'm not sure I understood the question.
Forget you being married to your wife. Otherwise, were you related in any way? Did you look back?
Yeah, I did. My wife and my paths, our families has crossed paths in the past.
Wow.
Actually, on the Mayflower. My wife had a grandfather, a ninth grandfather was on the Mayflower, and also did I have a grandfather that was on the Mayflower. So we crossed paths at that point in time, 1621.
All right. Now, you're not a novice. My son, I would consider a novice compared to you. You've been doing this a long time, haven't you?
For over 35 years.
All right. So, and I imagine you started with your family just to see what the history was?
My aunt gave me a piece of paper when I inquired about our family. And then my wife had been into genealogy a little bit before I had. And then it started from hard scratch things of going to libraries where we lived to we've been to Salt Lake to the large Mormon International Genealogy Center, Fort Wayne, Philadelphia. You know, I've traveled to the cities that I know that our family migrated from the East Coast to Illinois from.
So you've done the legwork. I imagine sites like Ancestry.com make things a lot easier for you, kind of cut down on travel. Do you use that, or is there a one that you do use a lot?
I use that. I know they have scanned in like a billion different documents, marriage license, censuses from the United States, from Scotland. There is a drawback to the Internet, and that is I've discovered numerous times when I've done my research that people have made mistakes, and then there's dozens of people after them that make the same mistake. Like, I'll go back, and I'll be looking at the father was born in 1620, and then all of a sudden the next father, person down, was born before them, which is not possible. And then other people make that same mistake over and over again. So you got to be real careful with those programs. I do cross-checking through a website called RootWeb, which is one of the oldest non-internet, pre-internet databases there are out there that's free for people to look through. Those people did the legwork of looking it up, and they actually usually document where they found their information. The Mormon Center has a FamilySearch.org website. They have numerous things scanned in also, marriage license, birth certificates, which states and countries do.
Wow. All right, so let's talk about the fact that Donald Trump is, because you're diligent in this, so let's just look at how he's related to a few presidents. Now, I imagine, see, before we go any further, Ken, I'm a simple man. I don't even understand the concept of, like, a second cousin once removed. I don't even know what that means.
Well, the removed, basically you have a mother and a father that started the line. They had children from each side of the, you know, the couple or whoever we're talking about. They had a mother and father on the male side. There was a mother and father on the female side.
Right.
Then you start going, it's kind of like a, I don't know how to describe it, in a sense that at the top of that group, on the mother's side and the father's side, when you are related, you go down each side, mother, father.
Ah, you're losing me.
Down one side, and then you go down another side on the opposite, mother, father, mother, you know,
all right.
Down those sides.
Okay, I'm still not going to grasp it. So let's just go on with this. Let's talk about, how Donald Trump, give me, out of all the presidents, who is the biggest stretch? I mean, he is so far removed from a president, but somehow related. Give me an example.
Let's look here at Franklin Roosevelt, 32nd president.
FDR.
Yeah, he was the fourth cousin, one time removed of the husband of the half first cousin, seven times removed of the wife of the second great nephew, the husband of the half first cousin, 14 times removed.
Okay. All right. See, now, I was talking earlier this morning with Eric, my news guy. And he said, well, aren't we all related? Then? I mean, because, you know, if you believe in the Bible and the story of Adam and Eve, aren't we all related? Can you go back, by the way, to Adam and Eve? Have you gone back that far?
No.
All
I
right.
went back to about 1,000 on some of my research.
All right. Let me get this again.
FDR. Let me give you a little explanation of my thoughts here.
Okay.
Each of us have parents. They had parents on each side, male, female side.
Right.
We go back thousands of different combinations of people on your spouse's side, thousands of different grandfathers, grandmothers on your opposite side. There are thousands of points back there of couples that got together and made each of us.
Yeah. Grandparents who had grandparents.
You know, I have always wondered if you talk about Adam and Eve or you talk about Noah's Ark and the four sons and their spouses, of how you get thousands of people that made each of us. How do we go back down to two people?
Yeah.
How do we go back down to eight people? You know, war, famine, disease.
You make me sound so insignificant. All right,
it took thousands of people to make you. It took thousands of people to make me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, give me another. Could you have, you whipped out there FDR, right? How about Obama? How is Trump related to Obama?
He's his 26th cousin.
All right, how about, and that's just straight, not nothing removed?
Well, it's four times removed, but it took four more times down one side or up the other side for him to be related.
All right. I'm not going to ask those removed questions again because I don't get it.
It confuses people. Actually, his straight cousin, not removed at all, is that Abraham Lincoln is his 26th cousin.
No kidding, because Donald Trump just not long ago said that he will be the greatest president ever except for Lincoln. He doesn't think he'll be better than Lincoln. I wonder if he knew.
I doubt he knows, because I don't think anybody besides me has done this.
Have you tried to contact Donald Trump to give him this information?
I decided to try to tweet him, since that's one of his favorite pastimes.
Sure. Did he get
back?
No response yet. All right, so what prompted you to do this, look into Donald Trump's ancestry and connect him to all these presidents?
I'm going to be honest with you. With all the negative rhetoric going around in the campaigns between each of them, I said, I kind of want to see if Mr. Trump and Mr. Obama are related to each other. That actually was my initial incentive to do that. And it took me 6 months. I had to go back 700 years to make the connection to the Stuart name, which goes back to Robert II. And then all of a sudden I saw Stuart and his genealogy, and I went back and back and back, and it took 700 years, and it tied in.
All right. Hey, I don't know if you've done this. Can you figure out if Trump is related to Cruz?
I tried Cruz yesterday, actually. I really wanted to try that.
Yeah. Try that one. Figure that one out. Get back to me.
Excuse me?
Get back to me on that one.
I haven't succeeded on that yet, and I don't think I probably will, because Cruz's lines on his mother's side are Irish and Italian. His father was actually from the Cruz father was initially, or grandfather, I guess, would be, was initially from the Canary Islands in Spain.
All right. Hey, Cousin Ken, we're out of time.
Okay.
But I appreciate you coming on and explaining as best you can how Donald Trump is related to FDR. Let me see if I have this right. All right. FDR is Trump's fourth cousin, once removed of the husband of the half first cousin, seven times removed of the wife of his second great 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 grandnephew of the husband of his. Oh, never mind. Good talking to you, Ken.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks.